But this time was to be different. Leaving for school on Thursday with her sister, Anne-Marie saw the Rosens walking to the synagogue early in the morning, dressed in their best clothes. She waved to Ellen, who waved happily back. "Lucky Ellen," Anne-Marie said to Kirsty. "She doesn't have to go to school today." "But she probably has to sit very, very still like we do in church," Kirsty pointed out. "That's no fun." That afternoon, Mrs. Rosen knocked at their door but didn't come inside. Instead, she spoke for a long time in a hurried, tense voice to Anne-Marie's mother in the hall. When Mama returned, her face was worried, but her voice was cheerful. "Girls," she said, "we have a nice surprise. Tonight, Ellen will be coming to stay overnight and to be our guest for a few days. It isn't often we have a visitor." Kirsty clapped her hands in delight. "But Mama," Anne-Marie said in dismay, "it's their New Year. They were going to have a celebration at home. Ellen told me that her mother managed to get a chicken someplace, and she was going to roast it, their first roast chicken in a year or more." "Their plans have changed," Mama said briskly. "Mr. and Mrs. Rosen have been called away to visit some relatives, so Ellen will stay with us. Now, let's get busy and put clean sheets on your bed. Kirsty, you may sleep with Mama and Papa tonight, and we'll let the big girls giggle together by themselves." Kirsty pouted, and it was clear that she was about to argue. "Mama will tell you a special story tonight," her mother said. "One just for you."
"About a king?"
Kirsty asked dubiously.
"About a king, if you wish," Mama replied. "All right then, but there must be a queen too," Kirsty said.